from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping a report this hour. New this afternoon, former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez has been sentenced to 11 years in prison. The decision handed down Wednesday in a Manhattan courtroom comes after he was convicted last July on several bribery charges. The charges tie back to an investigation launched in 2022 when agents raided Menendez's home and found more than a dozen gold bars and hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash. Prosecutors had called for a 15-year sentence, but lawyers for Menendez had pushed for a lesser sentence. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s first confirmation hearing is over. President Trump's pick to lead the Department of Health and Human Services faced tough questioning about his views on vaccines and abortion. He will be back on Capitol Hill tomorrow. New Jersey is finally getting some answers about the drone sightings that have been happening throughout the state since mid-November. In a statement from President Trump, read by Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt on Tuesday, some of the spotted drones were authorized to be flown by the FAA for research and various other reasons. Additionally,
many of these drones were also hobbyists, recreational, and private individuals that enjoy flying drones.
The nature of the research was not disclosed. And a Bergen County man is accused of sexually assaulting a teen girl in a North Jersey mall.
Police were called to Willowbrook Mall in Wayne on January 11th, where a girl between the ages of 13 and 15 was sexually assaulted in a secluded area. Several days later, 23-year-old Little Ferry resident Dennis Ludisaka was arrested at the same mall. He's charged with first-degree kidnapping, two counts of second-degree sexual assault, and endangering the welfare of a child. Erin Vogt, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Now the Hyundai of Trenton Business Report. The Federal Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged. It comes after the Fed cut rates three times last year. It also marks the first policy decision during President Trump's second term. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down about 136 points. With over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock, Hyundai of Trenton guarantees the best price and trade value in the tri-state area. On Olden Ave in Ewing or at HyundaiofTrenton.com. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather in these closing days of January. Our flip-flopping forecast continues. Each day's weather, very different than the day before. Skies clear tonight. It'll be breezy and cold. Not my favorite combination. Lows in the 20s, wind chills in the teens. And tomorrow will be cold and blustery. Highs only make it into the mid-30s with sunshine and late-day clouds. Friday, periods of rain expected from daybreak through early evening, pretty much all day wet. Some freezing rain and icing possible early on Friday, especially in North Jersey, along and north of Interstate 78. Highs on Friday around 50 degrees. Saturday cools down, but it'll be sunny and seasonable, lower 40s. Clouds and a snow shower chance for Sunday, highs upper 30s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now, Newark is 46, Edison's 45, Mount Holly is 48. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather is brought to you by W. Danley Electrical. Are you prepared should you experience a power outage? A Generac generator by W. Danley automatically activates within seconds, keeping your lights, electronics, appliances, and heat on. 0% financing for 18 months available. Visit Danley911.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.